May the Lord help us to commence by singing hymn 430. Friends, this is a baptismal hymn, but it may also be applied to following on to know the Lord, to pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, of giving diligence to make our calling and election sure. Hymn 430. 'Tis not as led by custom's voice, we make these ways our favoured choice, and thus with zeal pursue. No, Zion's great and gracious Lord has, in the precepts of his word, enjoined us thus to do. Hymn 430.
Together from the Word of God from the book of Genesis, chapter 32. Genesis, chapter 32. And Jacob went on his way, and the angels of God met him. And when Jacob saw them, he said, "This is God's host." And he called the name of that place Mahanaim. And Jacob sent messengers before him to Esau his brother, unto the land of Seir, the country of Edom. And he commanded them, saying, "Thus shall ye speak unto my lord Esau: Thy servant Jacob saith thus, I have sojourned with Laban and stayed there until now. and I have oxen and asses, flocks and men servants and women servants, and I have sent to tell my Lord that I may find grace in thy sight. And the messengers returned to Jacob, saying, we came to thy brother Esau, and also he cometh to meet thee, and 400 men with him. Then Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed, and he divided the people that was with him, and the flocks, and herds, and the camels, into two bands, and said, if Esau come to the one company and smite it, then the other company which is left shall escape. And Jacob said, O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, the Lord, which said unto me, return unto thy country and to thy kindred, and I will deal well with thee. I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which thou hast shown unto thy servant. For with my staff I passed over this Jordan, and now I am become two bands. Deliver me, I pray thee, from the hand of my brother, and from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he will come and smite me and the mother with the children. And thou saidst, I will surely do thee good, and make thy seed as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude. And he lodged there that same night, and took of that which came to his hand, a present for Esau his brother, 200 she-goats and 20 he-goats, 200 ewes and 20 rams, 30 milch camels with their colts, 40 kine, 10 bulls, 20 she-asses and 10 foals. And he delivered them into the hand of his servants, every drove by themselves, and said unto his servants, pass over before me, and put a space betwixt drove and drove. And he commanded the foremost, saying, when Esau my brother meeteth thee, and asketh thee, saying, whose art thou, and whither goest thou, and whose are these before thee? Then thou shalt say, they be thy servant Jacob's. It is a present sent unto my lord Esau, and behold, also he is behind us. And so he commanded, he the second and the third, and all that followed the drove, saying, on this manner shall ye speak unto Esau when ye find him. And say ye moreover, behold, thy servant Jacob is behind us. Therefore he said, I will appease him with the present that goeth before me, and afterward I will see his face. Peradventure he will accept of me. So went the present over before him, and himself lodged that night in the company. And he rose up that night, and took his two wives and his two women servants, and his 11 sons, and passed over the ford Jabbok. And he took them, and sent them over the brook, and sent over that he had. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." And he said, "I will not let thee go, except thou bless me." And he said unto him, "What is thy name?" And he said, "Jacob." And he said, "Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince thou hast power with God and with men, and hast prevailed." And Jacob asked him and said, "Tell me, I pray thee, thy name." And he said, "Wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name?" And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of that place Peniel, "For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved." As he passed over Peniel, the sun rose upon him, and he halted upon his thigh. Therefore the children of Israel ate not of the sinew which shrank, which is upon the hollow of the thigh, unto this day, because he touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh in the sinew that shrank. Lord, bless to us the reading of his word and help us to pray. Kind, never merciful and gracious Lord God, 'tis indeed thy goodness and kindness that enables us to come and gather together here this day. And dear Lord, we do pray thou art graciously condescend to come and gather with us. Why, Lord, as one said, "What is the house to me, unless the master I do see?" We do pray then thy gracious help. Lord, we pray that thou then meet with us and bless our souls. Lord, because we are fast hastening on to eternity, we know not what a day, yet an hour, may bring forth. We know this, that the place that knows us now will soon know us no more forever. And we ask and pray to be ready, to have our receipt stamped, marked, paid in the Redeemer's blood. Lord Jesus, do bless our souls. Oh Lord, it is, Lord, something, Lord, that we have to face. Lord, and we do pray thou help us, and thou would abundantly bless our souls, so that we may be able to say with the dear apostle, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Lord, do bless. Oh, and Lord, and he also speaks, Lord, of that which he had, that exercise, oh, to depart to be with Christ, which is far better. Oh, Lord, may we have that gracious concern, and may, Lord, we have that blessed faith to be looking forward and looking unto that day. Oh, that moment, Lord, and to enter in, to be with Jesus, to be where congregations ne'er break up, where Sabbaths have no end, when, Lord, we shall have finished with sin, she finished, Lord, with this poor dying world, but Lord, to ever be with Christ. Lord, do bless us. Oh, gracious Lord, do come. Oh, and Lord, this day, do open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing upon our souls. And pray that thou art then meet with us now. Lord, may we come rightly to thee. And oh, may we come, dear Lord, with true thanksgiving in our heart for all thy many, many mercies and favours and blessings bestowed upon us. Oh, for mercies countless are the sands which daily we receive. Lord, we bless thee, we thank thee. Pray then that thou art be with us now. And dear Lord, do bless then our souls. Lord, thou knowest, Lord, how each one comes. And those that come, Lord, with a true spiritual appetite. But those come hungry and thirsting after righteousness. Oh, Lord, we do pray that thou art abundantly blessed. And our Lord, and may thy hungry poor this day be fed with those sweet tokens for God, those crumbs from the Master's table, those droplets of water from salvation's wells. Lord, end of bless. Our Lord, thou knowest those that come to chapel this morning may be feeling brokenhearted, broken because of their sin and iniquity and transgression, and all they want to know, is there any hope for their poor never dying soul? Is there hope for me? Oh, we ask, Lord, that they may not go home empty, but they may go home with a little who can tell. The Lord has remembered and blessed. Then, dear Lord, to graciously work in and upon each one's heart, we pray. Undertake, Lord, then, for one another. Do bless indeed. Hear our prayer, then, we pray thee. Remember, dear Lord, we ask and pray this little cause of truth, and do bless them together, and do bind them together. Oh, in the Spirit of the Lord, in the spirit of the gospel of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, may grace be given to esteem each other better than themselves. May grace be given to bear one another's burdens and so fulfil the law of Christ. We pray for our friends here that hold office. Do undertake for them and do bless them. Thou knowest all their concerns. And we do pray, Lord, that in their midst here there may be the mothers and fathers in Israel, that those that labour and travail to bring forth those spiritual children. And, oh, we pray that they may be brought forth. And, oh, that there may be a telling, a declaring of what the Lord has done for them. Hear prayer. We do pray that remember, dear Lord, the children, the young ones. Lord, do bless their souls. Lord, do keep and preserve them from the many evils that abound. Lord, do surround them, we pray. Protect them, we ask thee. And Lord, thou knowest, there are those today, Lord, that advance so much wickedness, that the transgender movement and the likes of it, we do pray, Lord, that they, our children, grandchildren, may ever be preserved from these things. Lord, and to help them, we pray. Oh, they may be given that grace to resist the adversary. Pray then that they may have that good thing in their heart to the Lord God of Israel. And Lord, and we think of the parents, because Lord, they bring up their children in such dark, dark days. We do pray thou help them, give them all needed wisdom. Lord, to bring up their children in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. Lord, it wasn't easy when we were bringing our children up. Lord, it's so much worse now. Do appear for them. Do uphold them. Lord, do remember them for good. Lord, then do graciously help. We do pray thou appear for us as a nation. Oh, Lord, thou knowest all about us. It's all known to thee. Lord, and the present negotiations that go on regarding Brexit. Lord, but oh, we do pray that thy will may be done. It will be done. But Lord, thou said, I will be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. Then, Lord, may we inquire of thee. May we ask, Lord, that thy will may be done and that we may be submissive to that will. Gracious Lord, do blessedly help. Ah, Lord, and do then arise for our help. Overturn the evil designs of wicked men. Frustrate their intentions, we pray. Arise for our help. Lord, do hear the prayer of the remnant of thy people. And Lord, and help us. And Lord, and again we think, dear Lord, of prodigals, of those that have left and forsaken the house of God. Lord, do bring them back, we pray. Do graciously help them, we ask. Appear to them. Oh, Lord, may they return unto their Father's house. And Lord, and hear prayer. Lord, for others, Lord, that never darken the doors of thy house. Oh, that thou would snatch souls as from the burning. And pray, dear Lord, that thou wilt reveal a loving Saviour and a glorious Redeemer to their souls. And Lord, then do help us. Pardon our every sin, forgive every iniquity. All our transgressions, cover with the mantle of thy forgiving love. Plunge us in that crimson ocean, thy atonement made for sin. And Lord, and do help us then to truly acknowledge thy goodness. Lord, do be with us. We're a poor man. Lord, and a poor man pleads now for thy help. Pleads for the aid of thy blessed Spirit. Pleads for the fulfillment of thy blessed promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Then come and open one's mouth and touch my lips with that live coal from off that heavenly altar. We prayed, the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hymn number 750. Come ye that know and fear the Lord, and lift your souls above. Let every heart and voice accord to sing that God is love. Hymn 750.
Thank you.
in dependence upon thee, Lord. For all needed help, I ask your very prayerful attention to the book of Genesis, chapter 32, and I read verse 10. Genesis 32, verse 10. I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which thou hast shown unto thy servant. For with my staff I passed over this Jordan, and now we come to bands. Genesis 32, verse 10, I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which thou hast shown unto thy servant. For with my staff I passed over this Jordan, and now I am become to bands. A part, a section of God's word that we are probably all quite familiar with. But I wonder how familiar we are with the experience expressed here by dear Jacob. I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies. If you and I know anything about ourselves, we shall know that we are not worthy of anything. Jacob was a sinner, and so are you, and so am I. You only have to turn back a few chapters and you find there where Jacob had, craftiness, he had taken the birthright from his brother. You know, you might say what you will, but friends, is craftiness grace? Is craftiness grace? You fill it in. But then you come on to the next chapter or two, and you turn over, and we find here where, with the aid of his mother, he very much deceived his father. Yes. He told his father a downright lie. He said, I am Esau, and he wasn't. So then it's no wonder he says, I am not worthy. Why? And yes, you're saying, why, friends, and you and I? We've got sin, haven't we? We may have got, some of us feel to have got a very, very large catalogue of sin. And so we have to say again and again, I'm not worthy. If you and I are the favoured subjects of God's grace, why, and we look at ourselves, and we look at what we have been. Yeah. Not what we are, look at what we've been. A sinner of the deepest dye. Jacob deceived his father. Yes. And why, dear Solon, we may have deceived others, but you know, dear soul, there's one that you and I will not ever deceive, and that is God. And that is the Lord. Shall not deceive him. He knows all about us. And yes, and he's not worthy of, I'm not worthy of the least of all the mercies. Why, and we have many, many mercies, do we not? Yes. We've got many, many sins, but we've got many, many mercies. You know, I was thinking this quite early this morning. You know, we have sins. We think, well, there wasn't any harm in that. I ask again, was it of grace? What you done, what you did, what you said. Little sins. Ah, friends, big sins and little sins all need cleansing, all need washing away in the precious Redeemer's blood. And here, the dear man of God, he says, I'm not worthy of all the least, or the least of all the mercies. So he was acknowledging that he had had many mercies. Well, perhaps there's one in here this morning, I don't know. On a spiritual level, you might be saying, I've not had any mercies. I remember, dear soul, coming into the house of God just like that. I had not had any mercies. The Lord had not favoured me with anything. I had felt totally, utterly condemned. But, you know, there was a day when one went into the house of God and the Lord's dear servant said this, is there someone in here? And I repeat it here this morning. Is there someone in here in this chapel, Swayze, this morning that says the Lord has never shown me any mercy? Dear soul, isn't it a mercy that you're in the house of God this morning and not in a deserved hell? That's what this minister said. 60 years ago or more, never forgotten it. Yes, hadn't been cut off as a cumber to the ground, which my sin so richly deserved. And no doubt Jacob was feeling much the same here. I'm not worthy of all the mercies. Yes. He got all these mercies that have been no, he hadn't got, and perhaps, poor soul, you haven't got salvation. You haven't got the knowledge of peace and pardon and forgiveness. But dear soul, you're still on praying ground. I say you're still on praying ground. Pray if thou canst or canst not pray, but pray with faith in Jesus' name. Yes, dear soul, and here's a prayer hearing and a prayer answering God. Blessed be his glorious name. Of all the mercies. Why, the mercies. Yes, oh, the mercies we each have. Youngest to the eldest of us. Oh, the mercies are abundant. You know, I often think of the poor people in other parts of the world. You know, and they haven't got water running out of their taps like you and I. We can go to the tap and there's water fit to drink. But these people, they don't have this mercy. They've got to go down to the river. And then it's not fit to drink. And it creates problems. It gives death and disease. Because they drink it. Our mercies are very great. And you every morning, and great is thy faithfulness. Yes, it's his mercy that finds us clothing, is it not? The roof over our heads, the beds we lie on, the many comforts we have received and enjoy. And yes, dear soul, let's not despise these mercies. Let's not despise these mercies. And let's not take them for granted. Let, with God's help, return thanksgiving and praise unto him. Yes. These mercies, then. The mercies in providence. Your children, there's the mercy that you can go to school. I know it's not the best of institutions today, but the mercy you can go to school. Because when you read the history books, there were those that they couldn't go to school. Parents couldn't afford it. Oh, now they struggled along in life's pathway. And here we are. So many comforts. So many comforts we enjoy. Mercy here this morning that we've got the open Bible. A Bible that we can read in our own language. And this will be a mercy as well, dear soul, if you've got a hunger and a thirst to know and understand the things that are written therein, in the Bible. Yes, these, all the mercies. But Lord's help, let us look at a few of the spiritual mercies. Why? You know, dear soul, you that came into the chapel this morning thinking, feeling that you've never tasted any of the Lord's goodness and mercy to your poor, never dying soul. You know, dear soul, God's word is this. He that hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. He that hath begun a good work in you. If you feel to need and want and desire the mercy of God upon your poor, never-dying soul because of your sin and your iniquity, it's all I venture to say that the Lord has begun a good work in you. Any opening remarks of our dear friend here this morning when he gave out that first hymn? Yes, and a pressing forward toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus the Lord. An aching void. Oh, what a mercy that is. An aching void. A looking unto Jesus. A hunger and thirst after righteousness. Yes. There's a promise. There's a promise given by God. By his servant Isaiah the prophet. Isaiah chapter 41 verse 17. When the poor and needy seek water and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. Yes, it is all. And that's a mercy. I, the Lord, will hear them. Dear soul, his delays are not his denials. The time of love will come when thou shalt clearly see not only that he shed his blood, but thou shalt say for me, tarry his leisure then, wait the appointed hour, wait till the bridegroom of your souls reveal his love with power. I'm not worthy of all the least of all the mercy. Not worthy of all the least of the mercies. Yes, dear soul. And you say there's this aching void. This is a great mercy. To have an aching void that this world cannot fill. So that your soul is indeed on the stretch to find Christ and to know him. Whom to know is life eternal. Him I often quote, I know. Gracious Lord, incline thine ear, and my request vouchsafe to hear. Hear my never ceasing cry, and give me Christ, or else I die. All unholy and unclean, I am nothing else but sin. On thy mercy I rely. Give me Christ, or else I die. Is that your language, dear soul? Yes. And dear soul, and I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. But Ed, I think it's hymn 199. And it reads that Jesus saw me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God, he does save my soul from danger, interpose his precious blood. Yes. Dear soul, can you look back to this? Can you look back to this? When the Lord appeared, you know, the Lord appeared to dear Jacob, did he not? Yes, very much so. You know, he's deceived his father. And now, why, Rebecca hears that Esau's going to slay him. She comes and she says to Isaac that he mustn't take a wife of the daughters of Canaan and he's to be sent away. And so he goes to Padan Aram. Remember that Jacob has sinned. He's deceived his father. And now he gets along the journey. As far as I can tell, it was between 400 and 500 miles he got to walk. But one of those nights he lay down and he had stones for his pillow. He got some hard things, hadn't he? You got some hard things for us all to lay down with. All your sin. And yet, the dear Lord blessed him. No wonder he says, I am not worthy of all the least of all the mercy. It was here that the Lord abundantly blessed him. Said, I am the Lord. Yes. I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father, the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest to thee will I give into thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth. And thou shalt spread abroad to the west, to the east, to the north, to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest. And I will bring thee again unto this land. But I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee. I am not worthy. I'm not worthy of all but least of all the mercies. The writer says this, doesn't he? Why me, O blessed God, why such a wretch as I, who must forever lie in hell, were not salvation free? You're not worthy, are we, dear John? We're not worthy. Say, but, oh, how the dear Lord, oh, why, dear soul, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Whosoever. That includes every poor soul in this chapel this morning. The vilest sinner out of hell that lifts to feel his need is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. Yes, I'm not worthy of all the mercy. Yes, dear soul. Yes. It's when he says, of the least of all the mercies. Dear soul, and what are you and I going to call the least of all the mercies? But again, you say, oh, the Lord God then, so loved the world, he sends Jesus into this world, the only begotten Son of God. Yes, to what for? To seek and to save that which was lost. He declares, as the Lord Jesus, does he not, that I am come to seek the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Yes, dear soul, and when you and I come into chapel, like we described earlier, the Lord has never had any mercy upon us. We feel lost. We feel undone. We feel hopeless. No hope for my poor, never dying soul, you might say. But dear soul, there is hope. And there's hope for this blessed Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, God's dear Son. And I tell you what he says. This all to the likes of you and I. Yes, you may feel to be so vile and base, so wretched, so lost, so undone. But he says this. You see, why? With joy we meditate the grace of our high priest above. His bowels are made of tenderness. And his heart melts with love. What did he say? And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Jacob's not cast out. And say, my soul, why not for thee? He's the same, dear soul, yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Blessed be his name. I'm not worthy. No, I'm not worthy. For the least of all the mercies. See, dear soul, this blessed Jesus has made a way for poor dying sinners. Made a way for poor sinners to approach unto God. Heart is up, and he will in no wise cast out. He says this, does he not? That I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Well, perhaps I speak for others, but I don't feel very righteous. Far from it. Unrighteousness, sadly. But dear soul, yes, unrighteous. But you know, the apostle speaks to us, does he not, my friends? And the word of God, the prophets speak about it as well. That the Lord, our righteousness. I'm not worthy of the least of all the mercies. Are we worthy, dear soul, to be partakers of the righteousness of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ? When thou, my righteous judge, shalt come to take thy ransomed people home, shall I among them stand? Shall such a worthless worm as I, sometimes afraid to die, be found at thy right hand? Prevent it by thy grace, be thou, dear Lord, my hiding place in this accepted day. But dear soul, you see, the dear Lord Jesus, this is all part of this glorious work of salvation, redemption, that he came to fulfill. Yes. He came to do here on earth, to fulfill the holy, righteous law of God. To every jot and every tittle of it. He was holy. He was harmless. He was undefiled. He was separate from sinners. And yet, we see this holy one, the just one, dying for the unjust. he took, did he not? He took the sins of his people. And he suffered for their sin and their iniquity. It was all placed upon him. An intolerable load. My sin alone is an intolerable load. But there's all. This God-man, this Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, he took the sins of the whole of the election of grace of all them that were given unto him in the covenant of eternity. Yes, their big sins, their little sins, they're all cast upon him. But as Isaiah say in that chapter 53, and the Lord God laid on him the iniquity of us all. And he bore the punishment due to you and I. I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy of the least of all the mercies. Yes. What did Paul write there in Romans? That Christ died for the ungodly. Dear soul, may you take that home and think about it and meditate upon it. That Christ died for the ungodly. See, he didn't die. He didn't die for the righteous, dear soul. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Yes. And why? And Jacob is brought to repentance. See, why? What do we see here in this opening clause of this verse? Why we see this grace of humility, do we not? Why it takes humility to say, I am sorry. The opposite of that to that is pride that will never acknowledge that it's wrong. They would never acknowledge it's done anything wrong. They never got any guilt. The evidence of that is in the parable of the two men that went into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee, the other a publican. Pharisee's prayer. I thank God I'm not as other men are. Extorts as unjust, adulterers, even as this publican. I fast twice in the week and give tithes of all that I have and all that I possess. Yeah. But he didn't know the depth and depravity and wretchedness of his own heart. He hadn't read the prophecy of Ezekiel. He got it, but he hadn't read it. Turn thine eyes within, and thou shalt see greater abominations than these. That's what it reads there. Oh, and there's the poor publican. He's turned his eyes within. He smites upon his breast. He would not so much as lift up his eyes toward heaven. Just like you and I, poor soul, came to chapel this morning. And dear soul, but the Lord, you see, the fundamental difference is this. The publican prayed, and it came out of his heart. came right out of his heart. It was sincere. It was earnest. I can no denial take whilst I plead for Jesus' sake. I'm not worthy. But you say, why, the publican, he didn't feel worthy, did he? Hangs his head in shame. Ah, but what did the Lord say about him? Dears, ah, and what the Lord will say about you, blessed be his glorious name. This man went down to his house justified rather than the other. Ah, and whom? Yes, let's quote from Romans 8. Whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. And whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. You say, they shall be mine in that day when I make up my jewels. I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. You see, grace humbles and grace crumbles into the very dust of self-abasement. What did Paul say? Yes, the Apostle Paul. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this sin and death? I don't see any pride there. And you know this, Allah, and when Israel were in the wilderness, and you remember that they murmured and they complained, and God sent fiery serpents amongst them to bite them. Then they cried out, "We have sinned." Yes, they acknowledged their sin. We're not worthy. But dear, there's a brazen serpent whoso was bitten, looked, was made whole. Say, my soul, why not for thee? Art thou serpent bitten this morning? Oh, that dire contagion that fills the veins. And they looked, and they were made whole. See, this whole is, look unto me. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. Is all you're going to look up? Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. I'm not worthy of the least of all the mercies. Dear Jonah comes to mind. What a character. A very, very rebellious character. Dare I say it? Just like some of you. Yes. Jonah was told to go to Nineveh. He was told to go and preach. The Lord may not have told you to go and preach, but what has he told you to do, sinner? I tell you what he's told you to do. If ye love me, keep my commandments. Now, is, if you don't love him, You haven't got to keep his commandments. But if you do love him, you have got to. Jonah was rebellious. Is it 9:32 or 10:32? Rebellious thou hast been, and art rebellious still, but since in love I took thee in, my promise are fulfilled. Yes, as love, a command to fulfill. Not quoting that correct, but here it is, dear soul. The dear hymn writer sums up you and I. Has God a command to fulfill, which nature untoward would shun? Love. Love brings to compliance the will and causes the deed to be done. Jonah is in the whale's belly. And he's there for 3 days and 3 nights. Sinner, how many days and nights have you been bound and you cannot come forth? Jonah came to this at last. I will look once more toward thy holy temple. Salvation is of the Lord. Humility. I will look once more. Sinner, are you going to look once more? Yes. The Lord spake to the fish and it vomited him out. Jonah on dry land. Yes, and Jonah can say as well as Jacob, I am not worthy the least of all the mercies. And a few in this chapel say the same. I'm not worthy of all the least of all the mercies. Dear heart, yes, and why the Lord speak then peace and pardon, forgiveness into your heart and soul. Poor Peter. Independent. Hasty. Sure that he could fulfill what he said. Lord, I'll go to prison, I'll go to death. I'll not deny thy name. He didn't know what was in his heart. In spite of the fact that the Lord had said to him, Peter, Satan hath desired to have thee, they may sift thee as wheat. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. When thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. You might have thought, well, Peter would have been doubly on his guard against falling into any denying of the Lord and Jesus Christ. Well, that's what you'd have thought, he'd have thought. Yeah. But Peter didn't know the depth of his heart. The mercy, dear soul, is this, that Peter's faith never failed. I pray for thee that thy faith fail not. And when poor Peter realised his sin, why, he goes out and he weeps bitterly. And some of us have known the same, have we not? When we thought, in our ignorance, that such words didn't apply to anybody else but Peter, we realise now that they apply to us. What happened? We fell like Peter, didn't we? Oh, and I hope, my friends, if there's such a soul here this morning, that you also pray like Peter. See, Peter was forgiven. Forgiveness, 'tis a joyful sound. 'Tis a joyful sound. Oh, their sin and their iniquity will I remember no more forever. Why, who is a God like unto thee, that pardoneth iniquity, that passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage, who retains not his anger for him, because he delights in mercy? Yes, sinner, the Lord God of heaven and earth, Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, delights in mercy. Yes, it's mercy for sinners. Mercy for sinners. Ah, yes. Not worthy of the least of all the mercies. See, it's the free gift of God's grace, is it not? Ah, we don't deserve. Why, this all, if we deserved mercy, it wouldn't be mercy. Would it? Dear all, the Lord speaks peace and pardon. The Lord forgives. Dear all, and he forgives, and he remembers their sin and their iniquity. And their iniquity no more forever. Their sin shall not be mentioned unto them. I'm not worthy. Ah, yes, dear soul. Why, you just think back, dear soul. Ah, but you think like this. Yeah. I'm not what I once was, but I'm not what I want to be. Yeah. Yes, keep on. Press on. And press forward toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. See, looking unto Jesus. Casting all your care upon him. Commit your way unto the Lord. Trust also in him. And he shall bring it to pass. Oh, how we need to pray. Lord, keep my feet that they slip not. And keep the door of my lips. Jesus instructed us, oh, deliver us from evil. And oh, we need delivering from evil. We need delivering from evil. Oh, I am not worthy. Well, I say the time is almost gone and we haven't got very far in this text, but we'll leave it here for this morning. Lord, bless the few simple remarks. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day were £820, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Field will address the Sunday school this afternoon and administer the Lord's Supper after this evening's service. Tomorrow evening, Mr. Robert Field will take the prayer meeting and also preach for us on Tuesday evening, and there will be a church meeting after the prayer meeting tomorrow evening. And God willing, Mr. Mark Seymour will preach next Lord's Day and address the Sunday school in the afternoon. Let us close with hymn 403. Come, every gracious heart that loves the Saviour's name, your noblest powers exert to celebrate his fame. Tell all who fear the Lord below, the debt of love to him you owe. Hymn 403.
own word. Help us throughout the remainder of the day and be with us each. And now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, sweet communion, the Holy Spirit, be with us all. Amen.